The National Transportation Safety Board has released its preliminary report on last week's fatal crash of a float plane near Petersburg. The report summarizes the circumstances in the June 4th accident, but does not yet include a probable cause for that fatal crash. KFSK's Joe Wicknicki reports.
According to the report, the Pacific Wings de Havilland Beaver with a pilot and six cruise ship passengers left the floatplane dock in Petersburg at 3:19 on the afternoon of Tuesday, June 4th, headed to Leconte Bay for a flight-seeing trip. The pilot told an NTSB investigator that the flight was his fourth of that day and his third tour flight. He reported weather conditions that had been deteriorating throughout the day with a ceiling of 2,000 feet, light rain and fog along the mountain ridges. The pilot told the NTSB he tried to fly through a mountain pass on the way to the glacier and initiated a left-hand turn to avoid rising terrain right before crashing into the forested mountainside. The plane went down at 3:40 that afternoon on the steep mountainside, 912 feet above sea level. Bryce Banning, an air safety investigator with the NTSB, says it's still early in the investigation. Banning says he's looked at the crash site and interviewed the pilot and passengers and considered other facts from the accident.
We looked at some information provided by the company that they use to track the aircraft as it's flying. We interviewed the pilot, visited with him about weather conditions, the flight itself, and what transpired.
66-year-old Thomas L. Rising of Santa Fe, New Mexico, was killed in the crash. He and five others, Frank and Amy Allen, along with their sons Will, Rob, and Ben, were passengers on the cruise ship Seabird. They were on an Alaska cruise offered by Lindblad Expeditions and National Geographic. Those five, along with the pilot, survived the crash and were rescued from the site. The pilot reported no mechanical problems before the accident happened. An emergency locator transmitter on the plane signaled the U.S. Coast Guard about 7 minutes after the impact, and a Coast Guard search began about a half hour later. The company's tracking system also let Pacific Wings employees know the float plane was no longer transmitting along the planned route. The crash site and survivors were discovered by a Coast Guard helicopter at 6:16 that evening. NTSB's Banning describes the crash site as a treacherous location and says there's work left to do.
It takes time, and we're still really in the fact-gathering stage. The insurance representatives of the insurance company are looking or working towards recovering the aircraft, where the NTSB will have a chance, an opportunity again to go through the wreckage in a controlled environment.
The NTSB does not identify a probable cause until it issues a final report, which can take up to a year to complete. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Wicknicki.